Talking today with Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist, of course, for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in our nation's capital. And Colin, I know that not particularly a great day for you and for the cattle industry, livestock industry, when word really got out yesterday regarding this conference report in regards to GIPSA and COOL. What happened?
Well, we sure found out that we don't have as many friends on Capitol Hill as we expected, especially in Debbie Stabenow, who's chairwoman of the Senate Ag Committee. You know, we've been working this bill for 4 years, heavily for the past 2 years, and we had received assurances from both Senator Stabenow and Chairman Lucas's camp that they would get this fixed time and time again. We gave them our requests. We gave them options to look at if that wasn't possible. And we had a really strong vote count on the Senate side, and one that was getting stronger, or on the House side, and one that was getting stronger on the Senate side. But yet, ultimately, we got left out, and we're still trying to find out what happened. But ultimately, it looked like Debbie Stabenow just completely failed us.
Regarding the fact that we did not have any sort of votes at all within the conference committee, was that one of the things that really probably hurt you?
I think the process did hurt us. Unfortunately, Congress has gotten in a bad habit of working out these big bills with just one or two people in the room. The reason that you have a conference committee is to ensure that on issues like this, if it comes to it, that there can be a vote. And if we had had a vote, I think we would have won both of these issues. But unfortunately, it ended up only being Debbie Stabenow and Chairman Lucas in the room making the final decisions. We're not sure why there wasn't a bigger fight on COOL and GIPSA, knowing how important it was to us, but ultimately we got left behind on both of them, and that means that both the House and Senate Ag Committees have made a decision that they would have rather seen Canada and Mexico retaliate against us than fix this, and that's problematic for two committees who are charged with trying to protect American agriculture.
Colin, help us out just a little bit regarding the language for COOL and for GIPSA. What does the conference report actually say in regards to these two issues?
You bet. Well, on the COOL side, like I say, there is no fix to this issue whatsoever. We had asked for full repeal, and if we couldn't get that, we had some fallback positions to look at. But we needed something in this farm bill to make sure that Canada and Mexico we're not going to retaliate against us, because if without any fix, if we don't have the WTO process, is going to continue on the track that it is right now. And as I said, late this year in 2015, they will start retaliating against us. And they are two of our biggest markets to export of U.S. beef. So this is going to have a huge negative impact on our industry. And on the GIPSA rule, this is something that the language that we had in the House version of the bill was similar to the language that has been in the past five appropriations bills and that the president has signed five times. We still are trying to figure out why Senator Stabenow would not allow language that the president had already signed to be included in this bill that once and for all would have ended this debate.
Now, obviously, there's some good things in this measure for the livestock industry, most notably livestock disaster assistance. But it appears that COOL and GIPSA trumps that particular good.
The livestock disaster assistance program is an important program, but we have worked with our internal group for several years now. It was made very clear that our priority in this farm bill was fixing COOL and GIPSA. So we did not get our top two priorities, and right now the only recourse we have to try to prevent retaliation is to try to take this farm bill down, and we are actively opposing this farm bill and trying to get House and Senate members to vote against it when it comes to a vote on Wednesday.
What at this point, is it the House or the Senate that gives you your best hope of maybe doing this?
Well, we thought it was just the House, but we picked up yesterday in our visits that the Senate may be much more in play than we expected. I think our preference would be to take this farm bill down in the Senate just to show the lack of leadership from Senator Stabenow, in fact, that she is ultimately responsible for us not getting these two top priorities. But we are working both sides as hard as we can.
If that fails and this thing becomes law, what do you do after this?
Really, after this, this was our last opportunity to fix COOL. Unfortunately, we are now set for the retaliation that will take place as part of the WTO process. As I said, we expect that to be later this year or into 2015 when that starts. We already know that Canada is going to place 100% tariff or 100% tax on all the beef that we expect exported to their country. The Mexicans have not made any firm decision yet, but when you look at past WTO cases that they have filed against the United States, a lot of times they just shut products completely out of their market. And both of those being two of our top five markets for the export of U.S. beef, last year alone, both of them worth right around $1 billion apiece. That's big money for our industry, money that we'll lose.
Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, our nation's capital, talking about the Farm Bill Conference and the turn of events. It means no change in COOL and language that really goes backwards regarding GIPSA, both developments that the cattle industry, pork industry say will be very detrimental to their business in the days to come. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.